I'm all fired up because it's one of the best weekends of the NFL year. It's the divisional round. You get a double dip on Saturday, double dip on Sunday. We introduced the four teams that were sitting at home wildcard weekend. Now, this guy wasn't sitting at home. He was cashing tickets left and right. He's been a part of our show for the last couple of years. He's always a part of the staple on Football Friday. James Alberino, Spread Investor. Follow him on Twitter, at Spread Investor. Spread, my boy. How you doing?
It's a good weekend for football, Jay. How we doing?
Spread, you ain't kidding. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty of these games, let's rehash and let's recap one of the more wild sequences you'll ever see for a backdoor cover with the Seattle Seahawks and the Dallas Cowboys. And Spread, for anybody who follows you on Twitter, you gave that game out on the money line. Is that like a piece of advice, you know, moving forward? You get a game that's inside 3, 2.5, 1.5. Would you advise the listening audience out there in many of those cases to play it on the money line in that case?
Not typically. And I usually don't play the money line in that case, but that game was predictably going to be low scoring. I had a good feeling that it would be decided by one score. So I rather, in that scenario, play the money line, leave points out of the equation, and in that case, it happened to play into my favor. That was really unlucky, though, in either case. If you waited long enough where the spread and the number got to 2.5, that's tough because you could have gotten it at 1 or 1.5 at a couple of other days during the week. But really just an unlucky cover with Seattle just coming back, and then the kicker was hurt too, so they went for 2 points, and that completely screwed up the 2.5-point number. So pretty wild.
Now, Spread, do you normally like to lock in these games early in the week, or do you usually fire in the play on Thursday, Friday, Saturday? How do you normally go about it?
Later in the week, and everyone has different styles. Me personally, I just like to let the games play out and sit for a couple of days afterwards, and I tend to get stronger reads on the games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, as you get closer to kickoff. And you know, but every once in a while, if I anticipate a number moving down, like that Colts game last week, that was at +2 on Tuesday, closed a little bit lower and was a lower number of points. So depends on the game.
Spread, as far as wild card weekend, out of the four winners, who was the most impressive in your eyes?
The Chargers, the way their defense played was pretty unbelievable because they were the first defense to be able to stop Lamar Jackson, the way that they hit him. And I know they played flat towards the end, but just the way they jumped out to that lead was unbelievable.
James Alberino, the Spread Investor, he joins us each and every week right here on The Fan. Now we get you ready and get you set for the divisional round, and we got four games, Spread. Double dip Saturday, double dip Sunday. Let's start with the first game. Saturday, 4:30. It's two of the best and two of the hottest quarterbacks in all of football. In my opinion, Indianapolis was the most impressive team I saw wild card weekend. I love what their offensive line is doing. Love the way their defense is playing. I love what Ballard and Reich have brought to that team. Now, the Colts will go in anywhere from a 5 to a 5.5-point dog, depending on where you may get it. Spread, we know Kansas City has a terrible playoff history at home. We know Andy Reid has a lot of wacky things happen to him in the postseason. What is the consensus you're getting from most of the people you value, most of the people you talk to? Because the sense I'm getting is that everybody and their mother is on Indianapolis.
Yeah, and it's leaning towards a situation similar to last week where you have public and sharp money on Indianapolis, and Indianapolis cashed in that situation last week. This could be a scenario where the Chiefs win, but the Colts do cover. It could be a very, very close game. Chiefs give up 5 yards of carry on the ground, just about. Colts could play keep away from Mahomes. Teams have caught up a bit to Kansas City because they've won the time of possession game, and that's something that Indianapolis could do. Indianapolis could stretch the field, and they could keep up with Mahomes. Kansas City probably gets the monkey off their back with the playoff drought at home, but a lot of valuable points in this game.
It's a 5-point spread. Now, the game on Saturday night, features the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams last year, if you remember, very tight in their first playoff game. Atlanta built the big lead. Rams never really recovered. Gurley's right. Seems like everybody's all systems go for Sean McVay and company. But spread, Dallas is a 7 to a 7.5 point dog. With that running game, with that defense, knowing the crowd is going to be half full with Dallas Cowboy fans, I think you're going to have a lot of folks out there making the argument that Dallas can not only play that game competitively, but Dallas, dare I say, can go there and win the game outright.
Dallas is in a pretty good situation. The Rams give up over 5 yards of carry on the ground. Ezekiel Elliott could run all over that defense, and it's crazy to think with how many big names the Rams defense has. If Dallas could avoid turnovers and the defense can play somewhat competent against the play action, because that is their weakness, this game could be kept more in the low to mid-20s, and it could play out in Dallas' favor with them running the ball more than the Rams want them to.
Now, looking at these two quarterbacks, I think if you were to do power rankings right now, ranking all the 8 quarterbacks that are left playing, you might have them 7 and 8, and it's no knock on Dak Prescott. It's no knock on Jared Goff. It's just the reality spread of some of the elite-level players we have, from Brady to Philip Rivers to Andrew Luck to Patrick Mahomes to Drew Brees, you name it. So out of Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, who do you have more confidence here in this situation?
Yeah, I think Goff will bounce back and play a pretty good game. Dak's been good in the fourth quarter, though, and he's, you know, even last week, really clutch play. Coin flip, I'd still lean with Goff, though. It's you know, more because he has more weapons around him.
James Alberino, Spread Investor, getting you ready for the divisional round. Spread, this is my favorite game of the week. Sunday at 1 o'clock. The L.A. Chargers going into New England to take on the Patriots. You and I think we're going to agree on this. We think the Chargers are the most well-rounded team in the AFC. They have a running game. They have a defense. They have the sort of elements that will travel and that will play well in New England. But two things working against them. One, the weather forecast not looking good. That's advantage New England. Two, the fact that Philip Rivers in his career has never beaten Tom Brady. What is the initial lean right now for the Chargers as a 4-point dog going into Foxborough to take on the Pats?
I'm not as concerned with the trend that Rivers hasn't beaten Brady, because this is Brady's worst team in years, and this is Rivers' best team by far throughout his career. The thing that concerns me is all the traveling. What I can't understand is, if the Chargers won that game last week, they were either going to New England or Kansas City regardless. They had to stay on the East Coast. How did they not plan to stay on the East Coast and avoid going back to Los Angeles to travel then again? So that's one thing that's really, really big going against Los Angeles. But matchup-wise, Bosa and Ingram can hit Tom Brady. They're built to stop New England. Offensively, they have so many mismatches, from Keenan Allen to Mike Williams. They get Hunter Henry back. Eckler's big out of the backfield. I just think there's a really tough matchup. And if you're alive better and you see that the Chargers come out of this game and they're ready to play, I think you should be even more confident that the Chargers come out and cover this game.
Spread, before we get to your best bets of the week, Sunday at 4:40, I can't believe we're honestly sitting here and Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles are up to their usual tricks. Philadelphia stunned Chicago in the fourth quarter. You have the Cody Parkey double doink, and Philly back in the divisional round. Significant underdog against Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Are you surprised Philly getting a lot of public juice, basically dropping this line 2 points? Opened at 10, now I'm seeing it at 8. You get the sense, Spread, a lot of the Johnny-come-latelys getting on the Nick Foles bandwagon?
I'm not surprised, because it's a fun team to follow at this point. They cashed last week, so no surprise at all. Everyone who's been riding the Eagles the last couple of weeks is now taking those winnings and putting it on this game. But it's tough, and it's tough to go against Nick Foles, but the Saints in the Superdome, really, really tough out. And Michael Thomas has an advantage against the secondary that's banged up. Allen Robinson last week had, I believe it was 137 yards. It's just the Bears didn't capitalize in the red zone. I think Breeze will take advantage of that a little bit more. I wouldn't lay the points with the Saints. To me, the way to play it is you tease the Saints down and you tease the Chargers up to 10, and you have the Saints at -2. But I see the Saints moving on.
Spread, now it's time to give out the best bets of the week. And last week, did a pretty good job for us. We want to keep that going. I know you've been up to winning ways these last month or so. So let's keep it that way. What do you like here on Saturday and Sunday?
I give the one bet that I'm about to lock tomorrow, the Chargers +4. And I just think they're playing right now with a lot of confidence. They're the only team to stop Lamar Jackson. They're well built on both sides of the field. The Patriots have not been the same on offense this year as they were in years past. Gronk is not 100%. They just lost Josh Gordon. I think it's a lot for New England to shuffle around a little bit, especially with Tom Brady not moving as well in the pocket as he usually does. Chargers, it's a travel challenge for them, but they've overcome so many obstacles, and over the years they've played so well as underdogs. I think the Chargers could go into Foxborough. Even if they trail early in this game, I think they could claw their way into this game in the second half, pull off a cover, and possibly win the game outright.
So you got the Chargers +4. Anything else on the card for you?
Leaning towards the Colts, would buy it up to 6. And, you know, with the handicap being that the Colts can run on Kansas City and play keep away a bit from Mahomes.
Okay, Spread, before we get you out of here, I have the odds in front of me right now to win this year's Super Bowl. I'm seeing the Saints +200, Chiefs +350, Rams +400, New England +450, Chargers +800, Eagles and Colts +1200, Cowboys +2000. Any of those you like?
I would look at the Chargers +900 and the Colts +1200. Either one of those teams pulls the upset, AFC is wide open. I think the NFC is a little bit tougher. You're going to have to go through New Orleans more likely than not. AFC, you show up this weekend, you might have enough to keep it rolling next weekend and make it to the Super Bowl.
All right, Vegas Insider, he's the best. He joins us each and every week. James Alberino, the Spread Investor. Check him out on Twitter, at Spread Investor. He's got great content throughout the week on all the college hoops and the NBA stuff, if that suits your fancy. And then come weekend time, come football time, you're going to get all sorts of good stuff. Spread, appreciate it. Enjoy the games. We will chat again next week, my friend.
Hey, good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it. James Alberino, the Spread Investor.